Just a reminder to me and to everyone to speak into the mic because we are actually being recorded. And that is also a reminder for people who have any concerns about being recorded, that we are being recorded. And that isn't a choice. Now, this is really just the start of a conversation that's going to be going on for the rest of today, which is not a lot of time, but certainly tomorrow. And we have to wind up with recommendations about accountability and transparency, and we'll need to do that understanding both what we mean by the terms, which is where we're starting, an understanding of where the responsibility lies, and if we mean accountability of ICANN, that's fine. If we mean accountability of parts of ICANN to other parts of ICANN, which we may do, we can put that down. And then what accountability measures are there? So we have a fair bit of work ahead of us, and if you haven't read the material on the wiki, or at least skimmed it, I suggest you do because there's some pretty interesting stuff. I would also suggest if you really are glutton for punishment or you're jet-lagged that on the homepage of ICANN there is just a whole big area for accountability where a lot of submissions have been made and some of them are very interesting. End promo. I'm going to call on group one, which has got Jonathan One and Gabrielle, Christos, Tatiana, and Kerry. Let's start with, and you've, which colour pen have you got?
Noir.
Beautiful, beautiful. What, if you want to talk us through what you think, what your thoughts were on kind of a high level principle about accountability, what does it mean, to whom, and so forth, and just some notes on the board so that Alan can capture them. Thank you. And the problem is you're going to have to, thank you, could you speak into one of these mics so that we can be recorded?
I can speak into any of them.
Can you hear what he says?
You're going to have to turn on some mic.
Turn a mic around. Maybe.
Turn a mic around.
The one in front of John.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Grace.
I think he's the right person to run this group. Did I say that?
All right. So here in group number one, no bias for the number, obviously. We were discussing the questions you gave us, which was about accountability and transparency, what we thought the who and to whom and what kind of questions were. And what we came up with for the who we'll call ICANN Inc. So the entity that is ICANN as an organization, the incorporated entity, which includes employees and the board, et cetera, we'll call ICANN Inc., for lack of a better term. And the to whom, where it gets complicated, the ICANN community. I'm sorry, my handwriting is so horrible. But the community. And obviously this is an ill-defined group of people, but we were thinking that it made up the various advisory committees and constituency organizations within the ICANN community, the people that meet and talk about these things on a regular basis.
For the record, then, we've got the who is ICANN Inc., the to whom is the ICANN community, and that includes all of the, say, the shorthand usually is SOAC, the supporting organizations and advisory committees.
That's right.
Okay, thank you.
And what we thought was probably necessary was something external to the organization that would be some kind of an external judiciary. And so then that would basically be a kind of a review on the actions and ultimate decisions of the board of ICANN, Inc. The actions of the staff and the decisions of the board of ICANN, Inc. And there were certain considerations here that affected who we were thinking this should be made up of. One of them is that it should be people that have some idea what's going on. So it was this notion that it probably shouldn't just be some completely unconnected judiciary body, but somehow made up of people in the community. So one possibility was a representative, what we may call a cross-constituency, since that's a sexy term these days. Working group that was basically set up to be permanent, that would have a representative from each of the SOs and ACs. And unlike the board, would in fact have the mandate to in fact be representative of those SOs and ACs. So even though the board members kind of come from those groups now, they are restricted by their own charter from actually being accountable to them. And in fact, their accountability is to ICANN, Inc., once they become a part of the board, and no longer to the community. So the idea would be to hardwire into the creation of this some accountability directly to the organizations that they represent. And another thing that came up was the ability to, to potentially contract an independent entity. So, again, this was a product of a very short conversation, but the idea being that, well, we don't want an completely independent entity being this organization, that they would have the ability to reach out to an independent auditor or some sort of independent arbitrator or some other facilitator in exercising this role as an external judiciary. So then there was the concept of transparency. And again, I think this, in large measure, was back to being a reference to ICANN, Inc. And there was this notion of both proactive and reactive. Transparency. So there would be a list of publication requirements for board members, for decision processes, conflicts of interest. Help me out if I'm forgetting.
Financial
transparency, et cetera. That was another thing that came up.
And, of course, set of rules for the reactive transparency. So who has a right to request what information?
So I don't know if decisional is in fact an adjective or not, but for our purposes, we'll use it as one. As a types of transparency, conflictual, financial, and decisional transparency, and proactive publication requirements, and then processes a la freedom of information style requests for entities for transparency. I think that's basically what we came up with, unless you guys remember anything else.
Well, there's one thing which I didn't understand the same as you presented it.
Okay.
That is concerning who is to be held accountable, and you said it's ICANN, Inc. That's correct, but of course, if the like the civil society, the organizations that are at the fringe, at the borders of ICANN, kind of rule into it. The question is,
And my name, of course, is Christoph Bruch speaking. Sorry. I think if we have to understand if we limit transparency to ICANN, Inc., then, of course, we exclude a whole part of decision-making of which we claim is in a way part of ICANN. So the problem is if we extend accountability and transparency to this part, then we have a very strong overlap between the community that is to be controlled and is to be the controller. So there has to be a split, and that's why I said there could be a rule that the same communities can feed into the board and into the control board. If you, for example, have the rule that someone who has been within the official ranks of the of ICANN or advisory committees or something cannot join the other side before 5 years, maybe. So you cannot build a career in both directions.
Understood. Look, thank you for a really good start. I'm going to, if you're group one, I'm going to go to group three next. That's you guys. And I have a few questions. I mean, do you have, what are the differences? What are the same things that you've got, but what sort of different takes might you have on the same questions? And you're quite free to write over in whatever color you've got. Was that blue?
Yes, that's red.
Red. Okay.
I'd like to start another page.
Yeah, red on top is going to feel a lot like grade school, I think.
You can start for another page, and I think that probably I have a request of Heidi. We might need more butcher paper.
Do you need that now?
No, there are many pages.
By tomorrow. I've actually got some blue tack, believe it or not, which I nicked from the ISOC meeting yesterday, which is good. Have to be thoughtful.
We worked on the definition. We work on the definition, and we didn't stick to what, who, and what. And we just came across with a definition of accountability, which says that it's the responsibility to aware for how you got done what you committed to do.
We should all be saying our name beforehand, and I'm the worst offender. It's Holly Raish for the Transcript Records. Thank you for that. That could fit in with what stuff that you did in the first group. Okay, accessibility is the responsibility to...
Accountability is responsibility.
To ensure... You're seeing accountability as essentially being held up to be responsible for in some way whether or not you've achieved the task you've been given. Does that beg any questions?
A couple.
You?
or in, sorry, you were using a particular phrase, and when that crackled, I lost it. Yeah, and now you've probably lost it too.
I forget to give your name.
I thought I did. Garth Graham. And I have lost it. I'm sorry.
I think what I said was responsibility for achieving what it is you are responsible or have been tasked with doing is another way of saying that.
And that was Thanks. Holly Raish
it's
talking.
The word, it's the word tasked because it may be what you've what you, in ICANN's context, has decided to do. So the tasking is your own.
Oh, this is Jonathan Zook again for the record. I think that this is half of the question of accountability, and the other half is determining what you commit to do in the first place, probably, right? And I think that's what you're getting at is that, and yet even this level of accountability would be an exciting reform inside of ICANN, but a lot of, I mean, ICANN has been very clever, ICANN Inc. has been very clever by setting objectives that are tautological in nature, like, we will hire two more people this year. And then at the end of the year, they report on the fact that they hired two more people, even though those people had a job. But the whether they accomplished that job or not was never part of the accountability mechanism. So something I harp on a lot is, you know, using data and metrics to really measure whether or not, measure the problem, measure whether or not there's been some improvement to it. But so the other half of this, I think, is determining what the tasks are that you commit to do.
I hear a third part from Jonathan One, which is metrics.
You'll hear that a lot from me.
Does anybody else have anything to add to this particular view, this definition of accountability? Garth.
Speak, just noting that both groups so far, to me, still do not address the question that ICANN raises for itself of global public acceptability. And I don't think either of these attempts to address what accountability is begin to take that into account, if I might use a double meaning.
Garth, could you take that further? The gentleman on my left named Alan Will.
Garth Graham. There's that phrase, global acceptability, that's sitting there. And so this answering somehow has to be out there everywhere. And the mechanisms for doing that are not obvious. And to me, when you say, for example, ICANN will answer to an external judiciary to apply some dimension of legal measurement on it. Okay, fine. Who is the judiciary accountable to in terms of global acceptability? And so it just steps up one level all the way along. I am being mischievous in answering the question, but I don't have an answer myself. And I don't think that our own definition there addresses commitment. It's fine to state your commitment to tasks, but who are you answering? It still doesn't answer who you are answering to.
This is Jonathan Zook again. I guess I worry that that starts to become a kind of specious argument because there's never going to be a global judiciary to whom we might answer. And this ICANN community made up of SOs and ACs is the easiest organization to join in terms of identifying what your interests are and becoming a part of it. So the extent to which people have interests to express, that's probably the easiest vehicle to become a part of this internal accountability mechanism, together with comment periods to alert you that you might want to become involved.
maybe it becomes part of transparency to create that accountability, but the mechanism of that accountability is probably showing up to meetings, either in person or virtually.
Holly, can I?
Alan's been incredibly patient, so I would like to have Alan first and then Jonathan too.
Thank you. Alan Greenberg speaking. Before I make the comment I was going to make, I'll point out that we're having an opportunity to discuss and debate what the second group put up there, but we didn't have a similar opportunity for group one. So perhaps you want to go back and have that discussion. I think the part of accountability that's missing here is accountable to whom and what they do if whoever it's accountable to feels that you didn't do it right. You know, the term we use in ICANN is the public interest. It shows up in the bylaws. It's undefined and carefully so in many people's opinion. But there's a lot of perspectives of what things are in the public interest and what things are not. And, of course, different governments and different people may have different opinions of it. But somehow accountability has to have a mechanism for what happens if they don't meet the target. They forget to tell us why they did something, or they didn't tell us they did it at all, or any of that kind of stuff. And accountability needs to have that second component. I won't call it enforcement, but of the double check, the cross check, that we are indeed meeting our commitments. Thank you.
Thank you, Ellen. We will go back. We've after Jonathan, too.
Yeah, and Jonathan Askin here. I sort of want to take issue with something that Jonathan Zuck said about, the concept of we may never have a time when we could have global accountability. And I'm not that familiar with ICANN's processes and platforms, but I feel like when I look at the website, it looks very static, very web 1.0. If there was ever an entity in the history of the globe that had the potential to take internet interactivity to the next level, it's the ICANN at this moment in time. It seems to me governments at municipal, federal, state, and international levels are already starting to look at interactive platforms for public participation and civic transparency. Why shouldn't the ICANN be the model of that degree of global civic participation in its processes? You've got new platforms like, Reddit, they're emerging. And why can't this be the place where it really is pioneered with the potentiality for billions of participations in a policy formation online system? And I may be Pollyannish about it, but it feels like this is the time and place for something like that to happen.
One comment that I've got. Then we've got Hong put her hand up, and you also put your hand up. I would point back to Milton Mueller's article, which I suddenly find myself touting. But he draws a distinction between participation and accountability, and his critique is participation or more participation or even more and more participation does not actually equal accountability. And I think that's a point to be made to say, we want all of you to participate in this, and we want all of you to write all sorts of levels of comments once, two, three times, and then we're going to thank you.
Right.
And the danger is it's left there. So I have personal doubts about, in terms of transparency, a component of transparency would be the ability, as has been talked about, because I'm not going to come up with answers, but certainly transparency does involve open participation. I'm questioning putting participation together with accountability. Mm-hmm. And I'm just questioning whether they're the same thing. Now, Hong's had her hand up. You've got your hand up. So, Alan, you're just going to have to be third because people want to talk.
Well,
just to say that my view in respect of the role of another bodies in the internet governance, my view is completely opposite. It has always been very dynamic, but very technical. And therefore, in the last 10 years, the number of stakeholders interested in having a say about this has immensely increased, whereas the process has not strengthened, and is not. This is what we briefly discuss in our group, and doesn't seem yet very fit for purpose. But I think many of us are not very aware of the latest development. We are here in the next week to understand better transition and about many facets of the ICANN developments, one of which, of course, is accountability and transparency. And from a personal perspective, I think that the process would be immensely improved and strengthened with a little operation of reductionism. Not to say that participation is not important, not to say that different views and opinions are to be discarded, not at all, but let's stick with rules about names and numbers and the way in which, with a global collaborative effort, collaborative governance, we can manage this. It's very childish and it's very uneducated to bring in expectation like a global judiciary system, from my perspective. This is something that must be taken into account, avoiding this level of childish approach to the matter. Let's take with the robust expectation on having mechanism agreed on a global basis in the more simple way, because this is from my point of view the best way to build up a new global infrastructure.
Okay, now Hong, I keep putting you off, I'm sorry.
Okay, thanks. I guess Group 1 and Group 3 did a wonderful job. You've laid down very solid foundation for our further discussion. You touched all the key questions we want to ask. We try to answer the first one. Who is accountable? Jonathan Wan put it his group's opinion that it is ICANN as an institution that should be accountable. I fully agree with that, but I don't know the other people's opinion. Question one, to whom ICANN as an institution should be accountable? Very interesting answer I learned from Jonathan Wan. I believe ICANN should be accountable to ICANN community. Very, very interesting.
I'm going to say stop there because I'm very conscious you guys have not, as a group, presented, nor have we heard from group, I'll call it four.
Excuse and us, let's start with four.
as you wish, but it may be that some of the issues that Hong is very rightly raising will be addressed. So let's actually finish here, and then Hong, if there's still gaps. And we, by the way, people are quite free to go back to what groups 1 and 3 have said. But could we hear from 4, which includes Jonathan?
And also from us.
Well, I'm sorry, but Carlos did not want to talk at the moment, so he's put you back.
I'm the one who's talking, but in any case, can we go back to the first group and talk about that?
Of course.
Because if we're going to talk about each one as we go through, then I think we need to go back and talk about that one.
Okay. Well, no. One of you. I'm saying fine. One of you or all of you?
I have a comment. I don't know about the rest.
Go for it. Kelly? And Carrie and Ellen. Yeah. I mean, okay. Do you want to bring...
My largest comment about number one, and by the way, if I had been the second group to present in order, I would have simply said, let's all the rest of us go out for dinner or something and leave it to group number one, because they clearly have a better handle on it than we do. And I will say that when I get up to talk. But the largest comment I have is the issue of accountability to who. And accountability to the ICANN community is too inward-looking and is not going to satisfy the rest of the world. The community that
somebody has a pen here. Blue pen. Can we put a blue pen? Can we not put this up?
We can, but we didn't put any of the things we talked about that one up. Sorry, I don't know quite what we're doing here.
Well, we've got...
I'm just commenting on the previous...
Okay.
What I thought was the largest thing wrong with what Jonathan did then is that the accountable to who has to be a much wider group than the ICANN, than the current existing ICANN community. We are viewed as too isolated to begin with. And aside from the fact that we have not included 200 governments around the world who think they have a stake in this, there are larger stakeholders than just us.
Carlos? Under community, would you put, or in a little caret sign, that's C-A-R-I-T, not C-A-R-R-O-T, would you put the global community?
Here?
Yes.
So do we want to have a conversation, or do you want to go back on track?
Let's have it now. And, wait a minute, Carrie actually has had his hand up for a while. Then we'll discuss community and the questions about the definition of community. Carrie, go for it.
It was a while ago in the discussion. This is Carrie Brown. It was a while ago in the discussion. I can't remember who brought it up. But one thing we never really resolved was what happens. How do you make them accountable? We didn't know American law well enough to know, as far as I know, the only accountability you have is to get rid of a board somehow, and there's no mechanism within ICANN to do that.
You can sue the organization.
So you'd have to sue the organization to make them accountable, which is a big problem.
Thanks, Carrie. Jonathan, one, you had a sort of right of reply?
Well,
and then Ellen has a right of reply to your right of reply.
Well, if that's meant to temper me...
no.
No, I'm very empathetic to that notion of global public interest. But at the same time, the problem is that we have to find a structural mechanism with which to bring about some level of accountability. And right now, ICANN exists as an organization. It has existing mechanisms for policy development and execution. And so the question then becomes, when the institution of ICANN takes action or fails to take action that were decided upon by those existing mechanisms, what do you do? I believe that's the question that we need to answer, unless what we are going to do is redesign the processes by which those tasks, as we referred to in Group 3s, are established in the first place. Because the 200 governments that feel they ought to have a say,
do. They have the opportunity to show up and be a part of the advisory committee that exists here anytime they want to. And they would be a part of this external judiciary, at least as Group 1 defined it in 15 minutes, right? And so every organization has the capacity to participate now inside of the ICANN community such as it is. And it is, in fact, the organization of ICANN and its existing processes for decision-making that needs some mechanism to loop back and make sure that, as Group 3 defined it, the tasks as defined by those processes were in fact accomplished and either done, or that other things that were not agreed to were not done. I think that that's a lot of what's raising this conversation, and to make it into a more ethereal conversation about global public interest and somehow conflating that with accountability, I think is dangerous and unproductive, because the truth is the way that we can be most effectively agents of global public interest is by forming an open, transparent, and accountable process for policy development and execution. And I think that that's what we need to try to stay rational about in terms of building the structures that we recommend.
Okay. I'm going to take one or two more comments, and then we're going to grow to Group 4. I'll take... What, you want to write a rebuttal of rebuttal of rebuttal?
You told him you would give me one.
Did I promise him a rebuttal, rebuttal's rebuttal?
Yes. That's why I was wondering, though, if you were just doing that to keep my comments short.
My rebuttal, rebuttal is going to be very short.
By the time we get the rebuttal, 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 could it please be short? Because we have Garth who wants a rebuttal, rebuttal.
I don't entirely disagree with what Jonathan just said, but the organization of ICANN as it sits today does not meet that criteria well enough, and it would have to be perhaps substantially changed in order to meet the requirement that the ICANN community equates the world community.
Well, we have to come up with some recommendations, and between the two of you, you've raised some very interesting points that we'll have to address. And I'm not saying anybody's wrong. I'm saying that there are some really, really good points that have been made. And I'm sure Garth is about to make another one.
Garth Graham, perhaps. I think one of the things that needs to be protected is the affirmation of commitments, because I think that the affirmation of commitments stands on its own, whether it's a contract with NTIA and ICANN, or whether it's ICANN stating its own intentions. And so somehow, in terms of that clarity of the task, something like the affirmation of commitments needs to remain in place.
Okay.
A short commitment? Have you seen who signed?
Much?
Move it into the bylaws. Take the agreement and move in the bylaws.
Carlos, would you like to elaborate?
Yes, please.
Yes.
I certainly think that there is a lot of truth, but when you develop an institution, you can also go another way and create bylaws. And they are bylaws. I mean, we have bylaws, and then on top of the bylaws, we have the affirmation of commitments. Now, what goes first? And if we have a global institution and we have a bottom-up participation, why not review it bottom-up? So putting affirmation of commitments first, yes, why not? But I would start somewhere else.
Actually, that's a very good point, because tomorrow, when we have, I've got to say, not much more time, and we're going to go from the very high level, which is, I think, been very useful in really asking people to focus on the hard questions, you know, because we've been focusing on, well, just to whom are we? First of all, who is responsible? And we have been talking about ICANN Inc. We haven't been talking about the components of ICANN. Now, we can make that decision. We can say that's the way it is and proceed that way. That's fine. We have tried to unpack to whom, and we've had different, and I haven't finished, different and quite valid reasons to go one way or another. We have talked about that, the very difficult question about what are the consequences if something doesn't happen that should, and is it an external judiciary? Is it the bylaws? Is it another contracted party? What set of consequences would be put in place? So we've actually really tried to unpack a lot of the stuff that has to be answered. We have talked a bit about transparency. I think that's it's a simpler question because it is openness, and if it's openness, well, anybody can look. But we still have to unpack, well, transparency of what, by whom, because the two are certainly wedded together in a lot of the discussion. We have to hear from group four. Who would like, is this going to be Christopher? Is it going to be Jonathan? Is it going to be Pua? Or is Heidi going to jump in and say, listen, I've got all the answers?
We have an outline on the screen here. Tomorrow I'll bring the plug so that we can connect apples to the VGF socket. We concentrated on definitions. We haven't got it to recommendations. We've concentrated on definitions. We haven't got into recommendations yet. And since the conversation so far is really around the definitions...
Wait a minute. We can take your computer and just plug it in.
Is that okay, Chris?
Yeah.
It's just three or four pages.
So we've got two people.
Where do you want to plug it out?
Leave it to one side. Stay where you are. The plug will come to you.
Because for apples, oh, you've got one of those.
Oh, yeah, we're all set. There you go.
This is a Mac Pro. He's got a Mac Pro or a Mac Air, one or the other.
The VGA should be the same.
Yeah, it should be. Oh, it is.
Now what?
Okay. Christopher, would you... Can you...
Okay, have you got it?
Your computer is controlling it.
Okay. It should just display.
No, I'll
say once this power is on.
Okay. Sorry, somebody's got to kick. Anyway, let's just a couple of starters. First of all, we concentrated on definitions.
Are you reading from your screen?
Yeah. But why doesn't it come up?
Not really.
What do you want to do?
I was going to say reading from the screen. That's okay. Stars.
No, you can mirror the screens. It's very simple. If I may.
Sure.
Okay. Where'd your top bar go?
I've gone into.
We can read it now.
I've gone into full screen. What do you want?
Okay.
Well, first of all, the first bullet there, basically says that we have to think in terms of accountability of the whole process. Accountability of ICANN Inc. or just the board is not good enough, because nearly all the decisions coming through the supporting organizations and the PDP, which determine the policy options which the ICANN board has to adopt or not occasionally, they have to be responsible for it subsequently, and consequently, I would argue, this is amazing. You've now succeeded in taking off my screen, so I don't know how we scroll down.
The wonders of technology.
The second point is indeed, and as Alan has insisted several times, accountable to who? The ICANN board and its nomination processes are far from perfect. Some stakeholders are overrepresented, others are underrepresented. The nominating committee, which was set up to appoint independent and neutral board members instead of having board members elected directly by individual members of ICANN, the nominating committee, in my opinion, has not succeeded in restoring the balance and neutrality. So that the board is perceived as being still extremely biased towards the commercial supporting organizations and related entities. In that context, Jonathan, I intellectually I see the point about having an external judiciary. Intellectually, there is a lacuna there, which everybody has pointed to. The problem that I see from a political point of view is that there are several volunteers to be the external judiciary, but they're all intergovernmental organizations. You put up the idea of external judiciary, and ITU will say, "Right, monkey, that's us." End of story. So, end of transition. So, I'm.
Well, I don't think them saying it will make it so.
That's okay.
No.
But if you want to have an external judiciary, and I say that there is a problem here, which I haven't resolved this afternoon, so we can discuss it further, of course. But if you have an external judiciary that is sort of ex nihilo appointed, I can describe such an entity. It would be, so to speak, in competition with the ICANN board. It would have to be small to be cheap enough and nimble enough to exercise the additional responsibilities, but there would be such great pressures, and there already are. There's a proposal that all registries and potentially all registrars could be members of a new entity. There would be such great pressures on the Me Too basis that I would fear that this would take more than 1 year to resolve. But that's just a personal opinion. All I'm saying here is that agreeing to a certain extent with Alan's reservations, that to date the ICANN board is not yet fully accountable enough and is not globally accepted. Then we come to ICANN's accountability and the IANA transition as joint or separate.
I'm just wondering at that, can we stop there? Because what we're working on definitions, and are you getting into tomorrow's discussion? Today's discussion was really kind of high level. Now you've got transparency as high level, so I do want to stay in high level because that save that thought.
Yeah.
Because tomorrow we get there, but I think we're trying to work through some of the ideas that we're going to explore tomorrow, but in a much more concrete way. So let's do transparency, because there's a bit of that that's also high level.
Well, here, what the starting point is indeed that ICANN has made major steps in the last decade or so to become more transparent. ICANN is so transparent that you can spend hours looking through pages and pages of websites to before you find what you're looking for, even if it's something you wrote yourself and put there and you can't find it. But I think we need to take that as a positive given. It's more than a footnote. There is scope for improving multilingual access to the relevant information. Though I think politically that's also a given, but it is a question of time and money to implement. However, the decision-making processes themselves are, and particularly the processes involved with meetings in ICANN meetings, which many of the stakeholders can't come to on a regular basis, indeed conference calls and so on. Though the internal workings of the decision-making process are, for the sake of argument, not transparent enough. And I think an old-fashioned solution is to have properly, professionally prepared minutes of meetings which are published, because there is a tendency, and not only in ICANN, in other organizations, online organizations that I'm familiar with, there's a tendency to say, oh, there's a transcript. Oh, there's a, what do they call them? The files with the audio file of the whole meeting? But there's a logical problem there. You can't expect people to sit down and listen to the recording of a whole conference call that you weren't able to go to. That is not transparency. That's burying decision-making processes in excess of information. So finally, I've said, and this is just the first draft, of course, but my colleagues here have actually read this on screen and basically not told me not to go ahead with it. So thank you, guys. The stakeholders need to be able to trace back how particular decisions have been reached. And I can think of examples of decisions which it's very difficult to discover how they're reached. And finally, as part of the definition of transparency, we need to cover the point that review mechanisms are intended to improve transparency, and I accept that. But from an operational point of view, if particularly in terms of correcting errors or adjusting decisions to new circumstances, I think the review mechanisms are too slow and complex, improvements that may result from current contemporary review mechanisms come too late to be credible. End of first spiel. Holly, I apologize for being a bit too long and maybe a bit too spiky, but I'm sure we can smooth this out in further discussion.
Look, it's a good start. Where we got to, and my...
People are trying to take photographs of the screen.
I know.
Please just ask me for an email.
For social media.
I don't actually.
I need a quote.
I know how to send an email. I don't know how to put this on a workspace. I've never done it.
Or send it to the reporter so I'll know what you said.
Yeah.
No, I'll certainly send it to you, Alan. But I might... touch it up a little bit before
us. Okay, now we've got a harder task in front of us. Oksana, you had your hand up?
Yes, I have one comment.
Phyllis, thank you, thousands of thanks to Christopher, because he expressed in a very excellent manner all my problems with finding information which there is on the website or any informational resource. But I participated, of course, in the working group number two, and I learned a lot from 15 minutes conversation. So my, yes, really, because my ideal case of accountability is accountability of board before each individual user. It's ideal case, and it's absolutely understandable that this situation could not be achieved. But what is approaches to this situation? How to create intermediary mechanisms to help to each individual user receive answer to all his or her problems, concerns, or something else from the board. Of course, it's a staff responsibility, and it's not the problem of user. It's problem of board to create mechanisms to receive accountability from staff and from constituency, from any stakeholders in ICANN. This is just my ideal comments. And, of course, regarding informational.
No, that's fine. Thank you. I think another element's come up that and maybe will form part of a recommendation, which is how do you find stuff on the website? And I think we've all gotten used to the website only to have it found, only to find it having changed. And then you've got to relearn where everything is because everything's there somewhere. But it does take a bit of doing. And knowing what to look for and knowing what's there, how to access it, is perhaps something that we can look at tomorrow in terms of both transparency and accountability. Accountability, and we're still working through what the community looks like, and we're still asking ourselves what are the consequences for a lack of accountability and transparency.
Sorry.
To my right.
Scott Sullivan. As we get into those kinds of questions, we're actually getting into the area of, I feel, that is capacity building and is the subject of a different work group.
If it's a solution, no, it's not.
Capacity building has nothing to do with accountability and has nothing to do with mechanism to assure transparency of processes. Is a matter pertaining skills and internal organization. So I wouldn't... Sorry, Brunella Longo. As I said before, we need, from my personal perspective and experience, a bit of effort in terms of reductionism and pertinence.
I was simply addressing the comments about finding things on the website.
Oh, yeah, that's...
involved in ICANN and getting up to speed. That is a capacity-building question in the people who are involved and not something that we should be delving too far.
Now, can I clarify in terms of what I meant by the website is not so much people learning how to participate and so forth. It's simply, it's about is something there and is it, if people want to actually find answers, are they there? That would be the transparency bit. So, I mean, sometimes, yes, actually finding your way through what's there is pretty hard. And it's not it's not so much capacity building, it's like beating somebody up because you've got a website that doesn't do what it should do. But that said, it may be that one issue, it's about transparency, is the information there and reasonably located so that, in fact, if I want to know what happened in the board meeting, is it easy for me to find that? And, for example, I work in one of the things, one of my participations is in the IRTPD working group. And one of the comments that's been made by that working group is if you're a registrant and, you know, something's happened to your domain name, you don't know what, is it easy for you as a registrant to actually go to the ICANN website or, say, go to your own registrar's website, find a link that will take you to words in plain English that allow you to understand what may have happened and what you can do about it. And so it's not so much capacity building as is the information there that you want to know in terms of transparency. That's the way I was using it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Sorry, not to Christopher, do you still want that on the screen?
We've got three conversations.
The chair has taken over.
Well, go ahead for it. I've have invited you to. Well, could
No. It's Alan is our
Alan. Go for it.
I was assuming I wouldn't have to.
Why not?
Okay. I think that one's done.
If you need a battery, we've got to.
Okay, fine.
What kind do you take? What kind of battery do you take?
It's just normal, but I've got some in my room. It's not dead.
Okay.
I don't need the chart. But the mouse, from the mouse's point of view, the pointer was over here.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Why?
Thank you. This is from group two that was somewhere in that corner. We don't really have a lot to report. That's why I didn't ask for the flip chart. Okay. I think it's worthy of reporting what we don't have to report. We spent a lot of our time trying to do level sets because the various people in the group have very, very different backgrounds. And even the use of the terms accountability and transparency were not particularly clear. And we spent a fair amount of the time talking about examples of what was transparent, what wasn't transparent. Several of the people had particular instances that concerned them. Is this an example of lack of transparency or lack of accountability? And I and a number of other people gave our opinions, and of course those were just opinions. But I think the discussion, we didn't get anywhere near as far as group number one, which I think has the championship of coming up with answers to the questions Holly answered. And we were not anywhere near in a position to do that. And so I consider you were either much luckier or one of you took the lead and simply wrote things. I'm not sure. But I think it highlights, our discussion highlighted the difficulty of coming to a single conclusion when the perspectives of the people in the group, certainly in our little group, were so varied and in some ways had very, very diverse positions, some of which could not even be rationalized in the short time we had. Now, you know, it's fine to say I was right and they were wrong or vice versa, but it's a more complex issue than that. And I think as we go into tomorrow, because we're pretty well finished today, we're going to have to think carefully about the methodology. Otherwise, we're going to come up with a lot of random thoughts and not have anything to present. So just a bit of a worry. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. I'm actually not worried because I think I achieved what I wanted to do, which is to get people thinking about the terms, people actually trying, and I understand how difficult it is when you've got, particularly you've got you and Carlos who have sat on ART, you know, ATRT2, and really tried to grapple with those issues. You know, what do you mean by accountability of the board? For what? To whom? How do you do it? And that's difficult. What we're going to do tomorrow is be a lot more specific, because we have to be. If we're going to get to recommendations, one of the things that was in today's well, there's some paragraphs that Hong and Ari wrote. One of their specific recommendations was a follow-up on, I think it was recommendation 9, of ATRT2. So for homework, so don't think, I mean, if you're going to go out tonight, just bring your computer and read. Okay? You know, otherwise you don't get a pass. Go through, at the very least, the recommendations of the board centered around recommendation 9. Another is to familiarize yourself with the affirmation of commitments, which is called AOC for those who live in this strange world. I would go back to the chart that I had up there first, because that is the way that ICANN feels it is accountable. So just follow those streams. Does that actually equal what we've been talking about in terms of accountability? Or is that just a diagram that proves that the board thinks they're accountable and they've solved the problem, and we don't think they've solved the problem? Now, we are tasked with coming up with recommendations. It doesn't mean that we have to. It may say, we may wind up saying, you guys are like 110% and it's all hunky-dory and we don't have to, you know, we can all go off and have a beer or a glass of champagne or something. But I think we do need to actually say, well, in terms of the wide range of views on what accountability is and what I've heard from all the groups, what do we mean by ICANN accountability? And I suspect we do not have time to explore both ICANN accountability and the accountability of organizations within ICANN. I'd like to have explored that if we had time, because I think it is fair enough to say, ALAC, we have a set of our own rules. Does that hold us accountable? You know, I mean, we walk away with money, folks. And we get airfare, we get hotels. So are we being held accountable? I think it's a fair question, as much as it is in the board level. Is everybody, you know, are there other organizations, and are they accountable to ICANN for what they do? But I just don't think we'll have time. I mean, I think we may try, but Alan just would like to say something, looking very kind of tired.
There is also another comment here.
Do I have the floor?
You have the floor?
I'll be relatively short. I play a mind exercise with myself very often. When you go into long, complex processes, I predict the outcomes.
Okay.
Before we've had any of the discussions, before you know any of the real work does, I like to predict outcomes. Sometimes they're right, often they're wrong, but nevertheless. But the other thing I tend to do is try to put constraints on the outcomes of what will a satisfactory outcome be. In this case, it would be delightful if we came out with an overall model of ICANN accountability and transparency which will work in the great new world. I really don't think we're going to. I believe I would be happy if what we came out of is a set of constraints and limitations of what we're looking for. That is, any satisfactory model must satisfy the following criteria. Not saying exactly what it is, but saying, you know, there must be an external body, and this may or may not be one, that passes judgment on ICANN, whether it's the external judiciary or something. You know, the stakeholders who are involved must include the following laundry list if it is to be deemed representative of the world internet body. So if we can come up with lists of constraints and lists of criteria like that, that any future plan can be measured against, I think we will have done a good job.
Okay. You've got your homework. Jonathan One is just about to put his hand up.
I guess what I'm going to say is very related to what Alan said, which is that we need to be very careful of scope and not try to be the ATRT review team in the process of a day, because that process, my understanding, took considerably longer unless they really procrastinated. And that the fact the ATRT process is in fact an internal process that, as Garth brought up, might be something that we want to institutionalize or make part of the bylaws or something like that, but that we don't necessarily need to replicate the substantive efforts of that. I mean, the issue of transparency as it relates to, say, how comments are handled, for example, is an ongoing discussion within the ATRT, and probably by ATRT 5, those recommendations will work or be adopted by the board. But the that's a process that already exists, and I think we should just caution ourselves not to try to replicate that, but to, as Alan said, either a set of constraints or at least some structural a framework of recommendations should probably be our objective, and not try to get into every little substantive issue that's already being dealt with in a lot of different places inside ICANN.
I would have to agree. Hong had her hand up before Alan.
Yes.
Ladies before gentlemen.
Well, I'm not going to details, but I agree that our recommendation, if it's going to be formed tomorrow, should not go to very specific recommendation on accountability measures. It has already been addressed in ATRT 2 final report, recommendation 9. That's very, very specific, from whistleblower program to the review of independent review panel. This has all been addressed. What we are thinking probably is like Polly mentioned, how to fill the gaps and how to cover the issue that was not covered by ATRT 2 because they are limited charter. For example, let's go back to the question that's group 1 and group 3 addressed. Group 3 give a definition to accountability, and it means responsible to what has been committed. Let me remind you, in the AOC, ICANN publicly committed to the global public interest. Then we go to the critical question, how can ICANN be accountable to the global public interest? I know to whom it is accountable is one question. How to be accountable is another question. ICANN can say I committed to global public interest, but can anyone go to the California court to sue ICANN? Do they have standing? That's a very interesting issue. So far, only the contractor parties, registrar, they can sue ICANN. They have contract with ICANN. But our people at large, do we have standing? The external judicial proceeding? Probably not. So these we'll have to think about. Oh, yeah.
Before we head down that particular thing, but that would be interesting. Standing for what would be a really interesting place to go. I don't think we're going there tomorrow, but yeah, conversation offline. Alan has got his hand up.
Thank you. Hong said part of what I was going to say. Don't rely on the ATRT. It had a particular charter based on the AOC. It is somewhat limited. Carlos and I can probably tell you some of the real problems it had in terms of not being able to address certain things because they just were not within our scope, and things that might be deemed to be accountability issues, but were not the drafters of the AOC did not have the foresight to include them. So let's not use that as the model, and we didn't procrastinate. We spent a whole long year working, and with relatively limited results, and I think our job here is something different than the AOC or the ATRT. So that's part number one. Part number two, just reacting to a couple of things that were said, if any final solution here to the ICANN's future relies on California courts to verify that they're working. This is a non-starter that will not be accepted in large parts of the world. So let's not even talk about that option.
Okay. Jonathan, too, and then Heidi, because Heidi actually wants us to go away. I saw his hand.
By the way, I prefer Jonathan Askin to Jonathan too. My mom might get very upset by that.
How about Jonathan?
Jonathan A.
Jonathan on my right.
Okay.
We happen to have Jonathans from A to Z.
Yes.
Or Z.
Big Jonathan.
But my question might come out of some degree of naivete, but it seems to me that the ICANN, better than any other organization in the world, has come up with about the best streamlined dispute resolution process I've ever seen. I mean, the UDRP process. Has ICANN ever explored taking what it's done, its pioneering work in dispute resolution through arbitration, and using that as a vehicle for these sorts of internal accountability issues?
First of all, I'll caution you or remind you that the UDRP was acceptable to large numbers of bodies only because you can then go to court over it. It's not a final arbitrator. So it probably doesn't meet the criteria that we need for this kind of case because of that. Because I don't think we'd want to build that into any ICANN model. At least I don't think we would. That same model is used in a number of other places within ICANN or something very similar to it. So the answer is yes, sort of.
It took the GAC 3 or 4 meetings before we could persuade ICANN to adopt the UDRP.
Well, we're not charged with getting ICANN to accept anything. We're charged with making recommendations. And I think that Alan's cautionary note is a very good one, that in fact, probably if we can come up with these are the sort of restraints, I think it's very useful, and I would remind people that there is a little bit of reading that if you haven't read, although it's hard to read a report for the GAPS, but you can, and the AOC, or even ICANN's own set of principles, what it thinks its accountability is, and maybe have a think about whether that amounts to accountability. Heidi, what time do we meet back? Do we meet in this room again? 8 o'clock. Oh.
Do you provide a bit of breakfast supper?
No.
We have the ability to change the time.
That doesn't sound very accountable, Alan.
Indeed not.
What is it down as 8? Because I've got something at 7, so I don't care.
Ask at 8:30, maybe?
According to the plan, the groups are meeting. Everyone is here. We need approval by the other 4 groups.
Well, if today's anything to go by, if we say 8, it'll be 8:30.
I think you're right. I think we'll say 8 o'clock, and we'll start talking, and whoever's here is here. At 8 o'clock it is. Now, I would like to thank everybody for your time, your attention. I think we had a really good discussion today. I think it actually started some very interesting debates. But we have... Thank you for the support team who've put up with us. Well done.
And we have instructions on where to go next? Heidi, where are we reconvening?
This is Heidi. We are reconvening in the Viscount, where you were this morning, for the plenary three. It's a very short summary plenary where the reporters are going to give brief summaries of their group's discussions.
Today?
That's from 1800 to 1830 in Viscount, and then again at 1845 the shuttles begin going to the pub for dinner.
From where?
From down where the registration is.
Now, what time does...
ICANN registration or hotel registration?
Yeah, he's supposed to put the information
in ICANN.
West Wing.
Yes. Yeah.
See you tomorrow, possibly. If my dog
allows. Okay. Yes, as Gisela has noted,
everybody.
It's in the West Wing ground floor. At 1845, 19...
Heidi, are we all supposed to go to Viscount now?
Correct.
Or just the reporters?
No, all go to Viscount. It's a plenary. It's a plenary.
Okay, so everyone who thinks they're finished now, you're not.
Very fresh. Okay.